Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Eco Money on Money FM 89.3, where we bring you the latest in sustainable finance and investment. Companies are becoming more open to getting measured on environmental, social, and governance goals. ING is encouraging its clients to expand such goals by providing financial incentives. The financial services firm has launched the world's first sustainability improvement derivative and a sustainability improvement capital call facility, the world's first to link the interest rate of a private equity fund to the sustainability performance of its portfolio. The $65 million three-year revolving capital call facility is the first of its kind in the global fund finance industry, which is currently worth $400 billion. Martin Hogerwerf, Director of Sustainable Finance at ING Bank Asia Pacific, says the facility pegs the interest rate of Quadra Capital Management to ESG performance targets set on the fund's investment activities.
We work together with their clients, which is a private equity firm based in Singapore. They invest into companies that provide access to healthcare in South Asia and Southeast Asia. And we provided them a capital call facility, which is effectively a loan, which has an interest rate which is linked to specific sustainability targets in the underlying portfolio companies.
The Sustainability Improvement Facility is the third financial product ING has launched to improve the sustainability performance of clients. In 2017, ING was the first financial institution globally to launch the concept of a sustainability improvement loan when it collaborated with health technology company Philips on a 1 billion euro syndicated loan that had the interest rate coupled to the company's sustainability performance and rating. It's participated in 67 since then.
The sustainable finance product out there in the market today, you know, typically they don't provide pricing advantage for the client. So there's no pricing incentive for the client or corporate to do a sustainable finance product versus a traditional, you know, finance product. So ING pioneered a sustainability-linked loan a few years ago in Europe. And effectively what we do is we link the interest rate to specific sustainability targets of the company. And so if the company hits those targets, then there will be a discount on the interest rate. And if the company doesn't hit those targets, typically there's a penalty on the interest rate. So that is an incentive mechanism for a corporate or a company to then, you know, try and make those targets that they've set together with the bank. So for the capital call facility, for the sustainability-linked capital call facility, it's the same mechanism.
So with a number of firsts in the sustainability finance arena, Martin Hogerwerf says that helping clients to become less carbon intense will be a focus next.
If you look at our global economy today, it's predominantly very carbon intensive. So, you know, the banks as ING, we're going to help our clients become less carbon intensive. Today, they might not be green industries, but they certainly have to transition to a lower carbon business model, if you will. So, you know, we as a bank, ING, we try to help some of our corporate clients, which are indeed quite carbon intensive today, to become less carbon intensive. And so we're going to see, I think over the next 1 or 2 years, we're going to see a number of financial products being developed around this particular theme.
Martin Hogerwerf, Director of Sustainable Finance at ING Bank Asia Pacific. I'm Rachel Kelly, and this has been Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.